The Justice Department is investigating whether a biology professor illegally discriminated against a student because of the student's religious beliefs. The professor at Texas Tech University refuses to write a recommendation unless a student affirms his belief in evolution. One of his students is asking the government to investigate whether the professor has violated his civil rights. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Micah Spradling was a college student at Texas Tech University with hopes of a career in healthcare. He planned to apply to the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, but to get in, he needed to take a particular biology course and to get the professor to write a recommendation. At the time, only one professor at Texas Tech taught the course, Professor Michael Denny. But no sooner had Spradley begun Denny's class when he came to believe he would never get a recommendation, not because of grades, but because of his religious beliefs. Here's why. Spradling believes in creationism, not evolution, but Denny's website informs students who want a reference that the professor will ask each student how the human species originated. Quote, "If you cannot truthfully and forthrightly affirm a scientific answer to this question," the professor writes, "then you should not seek my recommendation." Spradling's attorney, Hiram Sasser.
And now, suddenly, he's faced with this dilemma of, I will have to swallow my beliefs and disaffirm a belief in religion in order to advance my career. And I'm sure that he came to the decision that most people would in his position, which is I'm not going to do that.
Spradling dropped the class and transferred to Lubbock Christian University so that he could take biology and get the needed recommendation. Then a conservative legal foundation, Liberty Legal Institute, heard of his case and encouraged Spradling to send a formal complaint to the Justice Department in Washington, alleging he had been discriminated against because of his religious beliefs. Michael Denny was not available for comment, but Texas Tech spokeswoman Cindy Ruchley explains the professor's reasoning.
His argument is that the theory of evolution is a key component of biological sciences. It's such a key part of science, this is a key part of biology, that a student should understand it, be able to explain it, and be able to also explain his or her own point of view.
She says the university is standing by Denny. It's a matter of academic freedom.
We believe that as a professor, he has the right to establish his own criteria for giving recommendations to students. That's a personal decision between the student and the professor on whether or not that student should be given a recommendation.
Not so, says attorney Hiram Sasser. He says Denny was acting as an agent of the state university.
When a public official acts in their official capacity to deny somebody a benefit because of their religious beliefs, not only is that just open religious bigotry, but it's unlawful discrimination.
That's what the Justice Department is trying to decide. On January 21st, it wrote the university saying it was investigating whether the professor and the university had violated Spradling's civil rights regarding religion. One department official tells NPR it's a serious allegation, adding that religious discrimination cases are now one of the top priorities of the Justice Department under Attorney General John Ashcroft. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.